kickstarting your day.
Live from just around the corner.
This is Lou and Al.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Podcast time once again here at Triple M. It is the Borders 105.7 with Lou and Al for breakfast. Well, that's after breakfast now, but what a big week it's been, Lou, because we've had a few special guests, I'm going to say, coming through the door, but no, more to the point, on the phone.
Yes, and one of those was Albury Wodonga's own David Reynolds, supercar driver extraordinaire. Now, I didn't realise, I thought he only drove supercars, but no, he drives now, was it the GT3s?
Yep, GT3 cars.
Which are like just, more, they're very different to the supercars. I don't get it, but obviously David does. And he told us all about the difference and how he feels driving both of those different styles of cars.
How cool would that be when you're a race driver, especially if you're doing one particular style and someone goes, you know what, you're so good at what you do. Here's the keys to this. Please go out there and
give it a crack.
Have fun.
Mm.
And that's what he's going to do. We also found out a little bit about his history growing up on the border with his dentist dad, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yes, John Reynolds, a very well-known dentist here on the border. And we talked to him about that. We had a really good chat with David.
And if you missed it, here it is in full as part of our latest podcast on Listener. We're gearing up for an absolutely huge supercar season for 2024, Lou. And I'm thrilled by the fact that we get to chat to our special guest because I had the opportunity to interview this bloke a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It was the time of the Vodafone 600 and the same time, Dave Reynolds, the way you famously lost your voice and you couldn't do any interviews.
Really? I half remembered that. Yeah, you've got a really good memory.
Thank you. Oh, because I was so excited. I thought, yes, I'm going to meet him. I'm going to chat to him. We're live on the track. And you were squeaking out.
You could
barely get a sentence together. Today, thankfully, that's not the case.
No, I think I'm okay today. But yeah, I sort of half remember doing that. Yeah. Well, like that was, 10 years ago?
Probably not 10, but a while back.
A fair while ago. Have you been driving supercars for that long, David?
I think this is my 15th season, 14th or 15th season. That's a long, long time. I can't believe I'm gainfully employed still.
How good. And doing something that you love.
Yes.
Albury born and bred. I want to start off, before we get into the car talk, I want to start off by just asking you. So your dad's a dentist, obviously grew up in a very dentally hygienic household. was he obsessive about dental stuff? Because I grew up next door to a dentist, right? My best friend, who's still my best friend these days, her dad was a dentist, and it was obsessive at their house about teeth cleaning. Oh yeah, and they used to take fluoride tablets every day. Full on. Was it like that at your place?
You're not really. No, my dad was pretty good. Yeah, I think he did expect us to brush our teeth, but that was really it. And it was only really once a day.
Jeez.
It wasn't twice a day like they recommend.
Man.
From the son of a dentist, once a day.
That's good.
Don't let my kids hear that.
It's quite funny because obviously my brother and me growing up in the same household, my teeth have got no feelings.
Yeah.
And my brother has heaps of feelings. So
get out.
But we probably had the same hygiene.
Yeah.
But it was probably what we ate over our lifetime that made a bit of a difference. Or it's just
the luck
down
of the
to
draw.
Our genetics. Yeah, could
definitely.
Be. Don't know.
So no fillings. Geez, that's a fair claim to fame.
Yeah, and I'm nearly 40 and I don't have any fillings, no.
Well,
I don't intend to get them either.
No.
And that's one you can hold over your kids' heads because you've got little kids, haven't you? Two little ones.
Yeah, I've got a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old.
Yeah.
Oh,
So you'll be able to, Dad's got no fillings. You need to look after your teeth so you can be as good as Dad.
Don't eat sugar.
Yeah.
Number one.
And with the pair of them at that age, is it a point where you're going, look, as much as I love being a dad and as much as I love being a family man, I've got some racing to do. I'm sorry. Got to go.
A little bit, yeah. I like going away because I get more time to myself and I get to do my job that I love, but I really miss being away from my kids. I love them so much. My family, like my missus as well. Like, we have the best fun at home. So it is quite sad. But then I go home and I've been working 14-hour days and I get told that I've had a rest. I'm like, no, I haven't been resting. I've been working.
Been working pretty hard.
Yeah.
So you've obviously got a race coming up on the weekend. Tell us about the Bathurst 12-hour.
So, generally at the start of every year, we have the Bathurst 12-hour. which is, you know, it's in the GT world, which GT cars are like the, it's called the GT3 race, which is, they have like the manufacturers from Porsche, Mercedes, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Audi, all those sort of dream cars that compete in the GT3 World Championship, which our main race of theirs is the Bathurst 12-hour. So that's the start of their season. And I'm luckily to pair up with a guy named Mario Engel, which is a German guy, and Philip Fraga, who's a Brazilian guy. And we're racing for, it's called Group M Motorsport, which is one of the almost factory-backed Mercedes AMG teams. So, wow. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it because it's the first time I've ever done a full pro car. Because normally I've done pro-am, so, you know, I have an amateur come race with me and we sort of go and enjoy the weekend and try and do the best we can.
Yep.
But this is all about, you know, when you're in the full pro car, it's all about performance and, you know, winning the actual race itself. And I've never really been in a car that's been in contention to win the race.
Wow.
Even though I've been in the race, it's a completely different race for me this year.
Wow. So this is sheep stations, like really.
Literal sheep stations. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty amazing. And for you, is your preparation any different in that situation?
Not really. Like, I've done the race a few times now, so I kind of just like that from the GT3 car to the supercar, they're completely different cars. One, the GT3, like Mercedes, has heaps of grip, yep. Lots of downforce, ABS, traction control, left-hand drive, completely set of skills needed for that car. And the supercar is the opposite. It's like, it's a very raw car. It's got no ABS, no traction control. It's goes faster down the straight, but much slower around the corners. So the braking distances are completely different.
Wow.
It's like if I was to play NRL, and I'd be a really good NRL player, but then I have to go play AFL. It's played on the same like field. It's like a grass field.
But there's still a ball involved, but after that,
it's still a ball. Exactly right. And there's still blokes running around. It's completely different after that.
Which means you've got a week from the 12-hour to acclimatise back at Bathurst for the Bathurst 500. And we were chatting to you off air of this because Newcastle's missed out. So Bathurst twice this year, well, technically three times for you this year.
Three times. Yeah, I'm kind of lucky, but I don't like doing the 500. We've done this before in the past. And so what happened in our sport was the Newcastle 500 race got cancelled and they moved it to the Bathurst race because, you know, Bathurst is Bathurst and it's a really cool event. But it kind of, so we do a 500, a 250K race this Saturday, Sunday, equals a 500, a single driver race, but the 1,000 is still in October and that's the two driver race.
Yeah.
Done over the one race of 1,000 Ks. But I kind of don't like doing it because it sort of takes away from the prestigiousness of
Bathurst,
is that a word?
Itself. Yeah.
Prestigiousness.
Yeah. Yep, we'll take it.
Of Bathurst itself. So I kind of would rather just turn up to Bathurst in October and know that's our holy grail. I don't want to do this. Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, you're going to be there.
And you'd take a win though, wouldn't you? Like,
well, of course, I'll take two wins. But it, like, you know, if you win at that one, it doesn't mean you're the Bathurst champion.
No,
and people
it's not
might,
the same.
You know, it's not the same. So
no.
I kind of, yeah, it's going to be, it's fun. It's, don't get me wrong. I'd rather race at Bathurst than anywhere else in the world. But, you know, as far as, you know, the Bathurst 1000, I'd just like to turn up once a year and do that race.
Exactly.
You know, you were saying about the difference with the cars, the supercars and the GT3s, is it?
Yep.
Which one's more fun for you to drive?
I like the supercar probably because I know it so well. It's like my second home. Everything feels normal. When I drive these GT3 cars, it honestly feels like I'm going to have a plane accident. You know,
you're like, honestly, I don't know what I'm doing here, but like, I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah, you the harder you try, the faster you go. And I'm not used to that sort of feeling within myself. So,
yep.
From, you know, ultimately, so the GT3 car does about a two minute, one second lap around Bathurst, where the supercar does about 2:05. So they're about 4 seconds slower, the supercar.
Okay.
And every second counts in racing. So,
And it feels so much different. It's so funny. Like you go across the top of the mountain, it feels like you're going to have a crash because you're going that fast because you're not used to traveling at that speed.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, there's an absolutely huge year just about to kick off for you. Plenty of Bathurst time, as we've discovered. Dave Reynolds, an absolute pleasure having you on the show, mate. Best of luck. And if we can, we'd love to catch up with you across the season to see how you're faring.
Call me anytime. You're always welcome.
Ah, you legend. This is Triple M.